is Sherry Luttrell, and welcome to our fifth podcast in Parenting Your Child with Asperger's. Our topic for discussion in this podcast is calming techniques for use with your child. As parents, when our child misbehaves or loses control, we have a tendency to want to reason with them, explain to them what their behavior is doing, try to get them to understand our side of the story, argue with them. And that's probably the worst thing that you can do in this situation, because I'm telling you here that your child is not going to hear a word you're saying when they're out of control. They are not processing pretty much any information at that moment in time. And as you talk to them about anything, all they're hearing is blah, 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 blah. And in fact, just the sound of your voice might be enough to escalate an already difficult situation. So if possible, talk less. Use very little language. Give a simple direction. And hopefully, if you have a visual support of some sort to go along with that, your visual support can talk to you for you, and you don't even need to say a word. What am I talking about when I say visual supports? Well, some of them are more involved, and we'll be talking about those in future podcasts. But for right now, physical support could be a gesture, a look, a pointing behavior. It could be how you position your body. You're going to try and use some sort of neutral behavior so that they can gain control. You might be able to direct them by distracting them with something else. Now, it depends on the age of the child. If they're younger, you may try to redirect them to an alternative activity, maybe something they enjoy. As a younger child, if they still don't stop the tantrum, you tell them to stop. Don't add any extras, just stop and say it calmly and directly. Safety is always an issue here. We don't generally try to recommend hands-on approaches just because physical beget physical. And as a child, it's very easy to use physical to manipulate your child into places. But that child's going to grow up. And when they're a teenager and are a foot taller than you and 100 pounds heavier than you, it's going to be really hard to get them to do what you want if you have not developed other techniques. So, as a child, they have less control of themselves. Safety is always the issue here. You're not going to put yourself in danger. However, you can take a younger child to a safe place. Might be a beanbag chair where he can sit. Might be just some cozy corner somewhere where there's, you don't want any toys or other things in that area. And tell them that they need to stay there for like 5 minutes before they can get up. Now, that's an easy thing because your child, you're more inclined to believe that your child is not going to do that. But if you can teach your child that there is a place that he can go to that is called a safe place, as they get older, they might independently do that, voluntarily go to their safe place. And you won't have to physically escort them. If they know they can have peace and quiet somewhere. And that brings up another point. If at all possible, give your child some space. When they're starting to lose it, the last thing you want to do is get in their face. Now, you may be angry enough to get into their face, but don't do it. Refrain from that. Give them space. Tell them that, go to your room. Calm down, and then we'll talk about it after you're calm. There are no quick or easy fixes when dealing with these negative behaviors. But I'm going to go through a few of them that might be helpful to you. Some of these techniques come out of Linda Hodgson's book called solving behavior problems in autism. But basically, she talks about how you can use visual tools such as gesturing, pointing. For example, maybe you have a child, a smaller child, going to the store. They're throwing a tantrum. You're telling them to sit down in the cart, and they don't want to sit down. So instead of yelling at them or telling them to knock it off, just point or tap on the cart so that they have, you're telling them with a gesture what you want them to do. You want to wait. You want to look at them expectantly, like, yes, I expect you to do something here, you know. You can shake your head no. You can stand between the child and the object that they're looking for. You can block a doorway. You can sit in a location that keeps the child into a specific area. But try not to turn your back on a child. When they're out of control, they're very unpredictable. And you might find that you're being attacked from behind, and you don't want to do that. So safety is always an issue. Also, be aware of your eye contact. Your child is very aware of your attention and of the attention of other people in the area. And sometimes just looking at a child wrong is enough to escalate a behavior. Sometimes, and they'll be watching you like a hawk to see how you're going to react to something. So try looking away. Avoid eye contact. Just gesture, move your body away a little bit from the child, but you don't want to totally leave them. You're not going to totally leave them. But giving them a little space, that's always a good thing. And if you can reduce the audience, I know that's difficult when you're out in public, because some children take advantage of that situation of being out in the community. They'll threaten to behave badly as a means of getting their own way in such an environment. So if you can remove the audience, the better. You don't want anyone getting hurt. So again, when they're misbehaving, when they're tantruming, it's very tempting to use physical to manage them, but that sounds really easy, but as I said before, as they grow, it's going to be difficult to use that as a strategy. One of the things to keep in mind is, again, the functions of the behavior. Is the reason the child being exhibiting negative behavior because they're overstimulated? Was there a miscommunication? Did they misinterpret something? Is there a food allergy going on? Are they in pain? Because a lot of times some food allergies can make an individual act aggressively. Is there a difficulty with consistency between home and school? Is it a matter of not getting something that they wanted? But again, if a child is very tired, if a child is very anxious, if a child is overly excited, if a child, those behaviors can escalate, and then they lose control. So just be aware that there might be other reasons for these behaviors going on that are underlying that you don't know about, okay? And during these situations, children who are sensitive to touch will probably even be more sensitive. Giving them space is probably the easiest thing to do. You want to remind them what they need to do, but then you want to wait. And you may have to communicate your requests again and again. And if you can find, use a visual support of some kind, and now I'm talking about maybe a picture of what you want them to do. If you want them to go to their room, maybe a picture of their room. If you want them to sit down, maybe a picture of a chair and them sitting in it. But just try and avoid bombarding your child with verbal requests, because they're not going to hear it. And then as the child calms down, then you're going to prompt the appropriate behavior. Now, that might be helping your child learn vocabulary to use in the situation. It might mean giving them a choice of activities to do. It might be redirecting them to another activity. It might be guiding them back to complete the original activity. Something to keep in mind is if a child misbehaves because they're trying to avoid following a direction, if you let them get away with not completing that direction after the tantrum stops, then you will find that they have thinks that they have won. And then they have won in that situation. So you want to take them back to the situation that they were originally tantrum in and see if you can get them to follow the direction at that time so that they will complete the activity. This teaches them that they can't use their behavior to get out of situations that they didn't want to do. Okay? Life is full of situations as we grow of things that we don't want to do. And if they don't learn that they can't escape through behavior, then eventually they will learn a little bit more responsibility and control. So that's my advice on calming techniques. And until next time, take care. Thanks. Bye.